This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Dystopian fiction has carved out a special place in the literary canon. When we think of it, we think of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, or George Orwell's 1984, or Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, as prime examples of fiction that describes a world gone mad. New Hampshire author Allegra Hyde is writing of worlds transformed in a different way, but in a way that is no less terrifying. Utopian societies, where life is supposed to be perfect, but is often not. The collection of stories is called Of This New World, and it's the winner of the John Simmons Short Fiction Award from University of Iowa Press. Allegra Hyde joins me now to talk about the book. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What inspired you to write a variety of stories on various types of utopian societies?
I guess you could say the book is about utopianism. I've probably been fascinated by utopianism for the better part of my adult life, the past decade. And what draws me to utopias would be the conflict between idealism and practicality, especially when there are groups of people who step outside of conventional norms, social norms, to try to live differently, live out what they see as an ideal society. And I'm drawn to the bravery of those people, the courage it would take to step away, but also often the humor of those endeavors, because the fact that they are living differently often means that they're living in a way that doesn't quite work. So I enjoy the silliness that can emerge from those endeavors.
Yeah, you mentioned bravery, and I almost thought of narcissism in a way, because these people are so convinced that my way is the way, and I will show the rest of the world by getting a bunch of other people to live my way. And that's, in my opinion, where most of the humor comes from, because these people are inevitably, or to some degree, wrong.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, that your ego is going to cause you to overlook certain things.
I had another idea about these stories that I wanted to run by you. Tell me if it doesn't quite jive with what you were going for. But it almost seemed to me that these stories were as much about utopia as they are about class difference and upward mobility, because the people who were able to seclude themselves in these closed communities often felt a little bit of guilt about those they left behind, or the people who were not well off enough to join these communities. Is that something that you considered while writing these?
I don't think while I was writing it, it was directly on my mind, but in retrospect, that infuses a lot of the stories, especially a story like Shark Fishing, for instance, where there's a group of militant environmentalists who are really committed to saving the world, and the story is set in the Bahamas. They're working to protect the natural resources, which all seems great, except that comes into conflict with the local people who are just trying to get by, trying to feed their families. And you come up against these questions of, should a starving man be allowed to eat an endangered fish? I don't know. So I'm interested in kind of exploring those questions, and I think that does have a lot to do with class.
Especially in that story where the people who were invited to sort of learn along with the so-called experts were children of wealthy people who could afford to go and who were presumed to be most likely to have political influence later in life.
Yeah, it's a tough question when it comes to lofty ideals like an environmentally sustainable society. Who gets to be included in that society? I think Toni Morrison has a quote that's something along the lines of utopias are often thought of by the people, imagined by the people who are not in them. And I guess when it comes to that particular story, depending on who you are, your utopia is going to be different.
You spent some time in environments similar to some of the ones in here. Could you tell us about your personal experience with these so-called utopias?
Yeah. Because I've been fascinated by utopian experiments for so long, it was kind of inevitable that I would try to visit some, experience some. So among the places I've visited, I visited what remains of Shaker communities. I backpacked through New Zealand for 5 months, visiting hippie communes, trying to see what they were up to, their efforts to live off the land. I lived in the Bahamas for a while at a eco-community that was in many ways similar to the one that is in Shark Fishing, and it's always really inspiring in many ways to see how people are trying to live differently. But then it's also interesting to see what sorts of practical problems they run into in the ways that they're living.
Do you have a favorite short story in this collection?
I think I feel pretty strongly about Bury Me, which is a story told by a botanist or someone who's working with plants. And she goes to a friend's mother's funeral. And I guess the story for me was able to combine elements of science and emotion in a way that for me felt really rich. And it also was able to explore utopianism in a different way. And this, instead of thinking about maybe a group of a hippie commune or a group of Shakers, maybe a kind of utopia between two people, a relationship as a kind of utopia. In this case, the friendship between two young women. So that story, I think, really captured a lot of ideas that I was excited to explore in my writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I loved about that story was how the descriptions of nature, of plants, a tree, that a description of a tree was used to illuminate how this main character felt whole and where this friendship fell in her life. And the analogy I loved was when she described this tree having to get rid of needles or branches so that the whole would survive. And that seemed so perfectly analogous to that relationship that in order for her to have good mental health, she just needed to call this relationship over, even though it was good while it lasted. I just thought that was beautifully done.
Thank you.
That's not so much a question, just a, there you go, there's a compliment.
I'll take it.
So who are your influences as a writer?
Well, I think as a short story writer, I am kind of inevitably influenced by Claire Bay Watkins, who a lot of writers in my generation have read. And her collection, Battleborn, does such a tremendous job weaving together place, history, just human experience that I really look up to her ability as a fiction writer. I also have really learned a lot from Jim Shepherd, and I admire the way he takes these sort of esoteric details, weaves them into his writing, makes them come alive, and that he also brings humor into his writing, which is something I aspire to do in my book.
What do you think are the qualities that define a good short story?
I think a good short story is a story that stays with you. You remember it. And often you remember it because it illuminates some aspect of the human experience that you hadn't fully thought about before. And I think often short stories also work well when they aren't fully resolved and you carry that story with you because you're still thinking about it. You're trying to resolve whatever that story brought up. But I think stories are fundamentally mysterious in many ways, and it's hard to pinpoint why certain stories stick with us. Sometimes I'll read a piece and I won't think that I like it, but I'll continue to ponder that story long after I've read it, and I can't quite put my finger on why or how the author really reached out and grabbed me. So stories are mysterious things, I think, at the end of the day.
Well, Allegra, thank you very much for coming in and speaking about your book, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much.
That's Allegra Hyde. She's the author of the new collection of short stories, Of This New World, which is the winner of the John Simmons Short Fiction Award from University of Iowa Press. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Allegra's bookshelf at nhpr.org. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. Tell us the author, the title, and why you like the book so much. You can send us an email. The address is books@nhpr.org. And you can also send us a tweet at @nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.